Welcome to Let's Get Real with Mike Robbins. Mike is a well-known keynote speaker, personal development expert, and the best-selling author of the book titled Focus on the Good Stuff and Be Yourself. Everyone else is already taken. Mike delivers life-enhancing speeches, seminars, and workshops throughout the United States and Canada, and has inspired tens of thousands through his speaking, coaching, and writing.
Hey, hey, welcome to Let's Get Real with me, Mike Robbins. Thanks for joining us here on Energy Talk Radio. I'm excited that you're listening. I'm really excited about today's show. We're going to be getting real here about happiness, one of the most, if not the most important aspects of most of our lives. And I'm very excited about the guest that's going to be joining us here today. And I'm going to just tell you a little bit about her. And we're very fortunate to have her on the show. Marcy Shymoff is the author of the runaway bestseller, Happy for No Reason, 7 Steps to Being Happy from the Inside Out. Her book, which offers a revolutionary approach to lasting happiness, soared to number one on Amazon and many other national bestseller lists, and it debuted at number two on the New York Times and Wall Street Journal list. It's now been translated into 28 languages, and the paperback version of Happy for No Reason just recently came out and was also on the New York Times list and many other bestseller lists. Marcy's also the host of Happy for No Reason, the PBS special that aired nationwide, and she was one of the featured teachers in The Secret, which, of course, we all saw and loved her and everyone else in that movie and in the book. She's the woman's face of the biggest self-help book phenomenon in history. Her books, including Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul and Chicken Soup for the Mother's Soul, have met with stunning success, selling more than 13 million copies. She's one of the best-selling female nonfiction authors of all time. She's a professional speaker and one of the nation's leading experts on happiness, success, and the law of attraction. Marcy has inspired millions of people around the world and is dedicated to helping people live more empowered and joy-filled lives. And on a personal note, her book, Happy for No Reason, really had a profound impact on me in shifting my perspective on many things in my life, particularly how I go about doing my work and really looking to attract certain things into my life, which I'm sure we'll talk more about here in the interview. And Marcy and I have recently gotten to know each other a little bit. We both live here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and it's nice to have connected with her personally in the last few months, and she's been very generous and wonderful to me personally. So Marcy, thank you so much for joining me here on my show. It's great to have you.
I am so happy for great reason to be here with you, Mike. Well, I've loved getting to know you over these months. I love the work that you're doing, and we had a great time getting to be on a local television show together.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. Marcy and I had connected on the phone and by email a little bit, and then we just happened to both be booked on this great local TV show here called View from the Bay in San Francisco, and so we got to hang out in the green room and talk and get to know each other better. That was a lot of fun. So, yeah, today we want to talk about happiness, which, you know, is what you talk about and what you teach us all about. And, you know, why do you think – so this book that you wrote that became this runaway bestseller as a hardcover and now the paperback's a bestseller and people are so – excited about it. Why are people so interested in the idea of being happy for no reason?
Well, I think two reasons that they're interested in happiness. One is that we have an epidemic of unhappiness in our society.
Yeah.
You know, 1 out of 5 women in North America is on antidepressants, which is staggering. Here we are as a society, we have more than we've ever had, and we have freedom, we can do more than we've ever been able to do, and yet we're unhappier than ever. Something is deeply missing, and we are soul-starved, really. So there is this great need, and by the way, in the last year since the economy really had its crisis, the suicide hotline rates have gone up 70%.
Really?
So that's kind of shocking as well. So there's this great need, and couple that with the other reason I think people are so interested in happiness, or it's so hot these days, is that for the first time in human history, science is actually cracking the happiness code. We really know what it takes to make people happier. You know, as far as I'm concerned, that should be headline news.
Yeah.
Here it is. It's the one thing we want more than anything in the whole world. In fact, if you ask people why they want something, so, you know, somebody wants a new house or they want the right husband or whatever, why do you want that? Their answer will always come back to because I think it will make me happier.
Yeah.
So we can just cut to the chase and go for the happiness. And that's what why I think it's such an exciting topic to be talking about, writing about. As you know, I've been studying happiness for over 10 years.
Mm.
I've actually been studying it indirectly for the last 25 years.
Sure.
And with Happy for No Reason, it's been out a year and a half, almost 2 years, and we've just, it's become a worldwide phenomenon. This isn't just here. I mean, I'm traveling to the Ukraine next month. I've been in Latin America 12 times last year.
Wow.
I get emails from India, from Asia. Happy for No Reason is in 31 languages.
Wow.
In over 40 countries. So it's just, this is a hot topic, and it's time. You know, everybody has, I think, a sense inside that now is the time for real change.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and for everyone listening, and I know most of you listening are listening on your computers and you're sitting there, check out happyfornoreason.com as we're talking to Marcy here, because there's some resources there that I'll talk more about. But you can sign up for her free newsletter, which is great. I get it all the time. You know, all kinds of information that Marcy shares in this worldwide community now, Marcy, of people who are really interested in being happier and for no reason. I mean, one of the many things that I got out of your book was realizing myself, even though I thought I, quote, knew better, so much of my life has been being focused on happy for what you call good reason. So can you tell us a little bit about some of those distinctions you make, you know, happy for bad reason, good reason, and
yeah,
no reason at all?
Absolutely. There are really four kinds of happiness, four levels. I found in doing the research that there's something that I call a happiness continuum.
Mm.
And it starts at the low end, which is unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all familiar with unhappy.
Oh, yeah.
Then there's happy for bad reason. And that's really basically when you're trying to cover up the unhappiness that you feel. So you reach for things to just put you in a state of denial. So these would be addictions. You know, too much drinking, too much eating, too much gambling, too much any of those things
mm-hmm.
that you're doing to avoid feeling the feelings of unhappy.
Mm.
So that's what I call happy for good, for bad reason. It mm-hmm. gives you temporary pleasure, but really is very detrimental in the long run. Then there's happy for good reason. This is what most of society is stuck in.
Mm.
And that's when you try to gather all the right things, circumstances in your life, and experiences so that you'll feel good. And there's nothing wrong with it. The only thing is that it's not lasting, and it's not the deep, true happiness that our souls seek.
Mm.
You know, so you might get the house, you might get the job, you might get the husband, you might get the whatever, but there's always ups and downs with that. It's not the real deal.
Right.
So the real deal that we're all looking for is what I call happy for no reason. And that's an inner state of peace and well-being that doesn't depend on our circumstances. It's not that you're walking around 24/7 with a silly grin on your face. It's not that you're in some Pollyanna state of denial. You have real life things happen to you, so you may experience grief or sadness or anger. But as a backdrop, you've got an inner state of peace and well-being.
Mm.
And that's what you carry with you. It makes you more resilient. What I like to say is that people who are happy for no reason don't look to extract their happiness from their life experiences, but instead they bring their happiness to their life experiences.
Mm.
And that's freedom.
Yeah. Well, and it makes so much sense when you break it down like that, Marcy. And, you know, in reading your book, one of the other things I was really struck by, I mean, you know, you're one of the featured teachers in The Secret. And so obviously you know a lot about the law of attraction. You teach the law of attraction. So many millions of us around the world watch The Secret, read The Secret. And people, and I know in my work who I coach and talk to, practicing, I'm practicing the law of attraction, make my vision board. And as simple of a concept was, though, hearing you really break it down, that when we use the law of attraction, it's not so much about wanting to attract the car or the house or the relationship, but really what if we use the law of attraction to attract how we want to feel and ultimately to create happiness. So how do we do that?
Yeah, boy, I think that's really the key. I think there's been a lot of very sort of superficial, outer focus on, oh boy, now I can use this trick that I have
right.
in order to generate the things that I want. And there's nothing wrong with having those things. You know, I like having a nice house.
Mm.
I enjoy comfort in life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that. It's that you don't lose what's most important, which is that inner state. And it's from that inner state that you actually manifest or create more powerfully. Mm. You know, in the Vedas, in the East Indian culture from 5,000 years ago, the holy texts are called the Vedas.
Mm-hmm.
And there are processes in there that you do in order to manifest. And they are the same kinds of processes that's talked about in The Secret. There, it's called Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, and it's where you have contemplation, concentration, and basically then samadhi, letting go, or being in a state of bliss. And it's only when you go into that state of bliss, that higher state of vibration, that you actually draw to you more of what you really want.
Yeah.
And so, what? And I say this in The Secret. We think that success is the key to our happiness. It's the other way around.
Yeah.
Happiness is the key to our success. You raise your energetic vibration, you're happier, and then you more easily, naturally, spontaneously draw to you the things you want in your life. Now, that doesn't mean you don't also create a vision board and
right.
do all those other tools, which are wonderful, but you do it from a place of joy.
Yeah, the context shifts there and the motivation, it sounds like. It's so great, Marcy. We're going to take a break for just a minute here. When we come back from the break, Marcy, I want to talk a little bit more about some of the principles in Happy for No Reason and how they apply to what people are dealing with in these somewhat interesting and challenging times.
Great.
We're talking to best-selling author Marcy Shymoff, author of Happy for No Reason. Go to happyfornoreason.com. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about how we can use these powerful principles in our lives. You're listening to Let's Get Real with me, Mike Robbins, here on Energy Talk Radio. Come right back after this break.
The studios of Energy Talk Radio are located in the heart of beautiful downtown San Francisco, a city where the residents enjoy the art of good living and striving for the balance of body, mind, and spirit. From the gold rush to the golden age, San Francisco is a city rich in diversity and a pioneering spirit towards progressive ideology. EnergyTalkRadio.com produces and broadcasts inspirational shows, helping listeners on the road to personal growth to become a part of the global transformation towards a new golden age. Energy Talk Radio is at the forefront of innovation, engaging in a conscious business model of helping people in need, directly supporting charities which help eradicate hunger, educate children, and empower people, ending the cycle of extreme poverty and suffering. We hope you'll join us in our endeavor, shifting consciousness while making a difference with fun and inspirational talk shows. Thanks for listening to EnergyTalkRadio.com. If you would like to listen to any show on demand, please go to our shows page, find the program you're looking for, and click on the View All Shows button. There you can play any show on any device that plays MP3s. We hope you enjoy this convenient feature, knowing that you're making a difference just by listening. And now more of Let's Get Real with Mike Robbins.
Hey, welcome back to Energy Talk Radio. This is Mike Robbins. Thanks for joining us today. We're talking to best-selling author Marcy Shymoff, the author of the mega bestseller Happy for No Reason, talking about how we can be happier in our lives and really be happy for no reason. Now, Marcy, you know, with everything that's going on, whether we stay away from the news and don't buy into all the drama of how bad it is out there, I mean, the reality is things are interesting and challenging for a lot of folks with their work and with the economy and all of that. So How can people practice some of the things you teach in Happy for No Reason as they're dealing with the challenges they're facing in their lives?
Great, great question. First of all, it's really important that people understand one concept about happiness. This is the most exciting piece of news about from the science of happiness, and that is that we each have a happiness set point. What that set point determines is how happy we're going to be regardless of what happens in our life, regardless of the economy, regardless of anything going on in our life. Whatever happens, whether good or bad, we will return to our original happiness set point unless we do something to change that set point. So the set point is really the key to our happiness. And what we know about the happiness set point is that it's half genetic, you're born with it, the other half is your habits of thoughts and behavior. That's the part we can do something about to raise the happiness set point. So just like you raise your thermostat at home to get warm on a cold day, you can raise your happiness thermostat, and that's what will make you happier. It's not the circumstances. I mean, they've even shown that people who won the lottery,
right,
within a year of winning the lottery, they've returned to their original happiness level. Same is true of people who become paraplegic. Within a year, they've also returned to their original happiness level. So we've got to stop looking outside to the economy or to whatever is going on around us to determine our happiness. We've got to really look at, how do I raise that happiness set point?
Well, and for people listening, you know, Marcy, and I remember reading this, and I love the concept of the happiness set point. And I, for myself, was like, wow, you know, at some level, even with all the work that I do on gratitude and appreciation and authenticity, and it's like, you know, not like a complaint, but I come from a family, you know, my father had bipolar disorder, a lot of mental illness, a lot of depression. I'm someone, I write a lot about this, who suffered from depression many times, and especially in my 20s. And for people listening, and I get emails and phone calls from folks who, you know, can relate or have stuff like that in their lives, if there are some things in our lives that we look at and go, wow, my happiness set point is lower than I'd like for it to be, what do we do to raise it up in a genuine way, not in a, you know,
not in the airy-fairy Pollyanna kind of way, but the real, you know, the authentic thing.
Yeah.
So what I found is that there are 21 core happiness habits that anyone can practice to raise their happiness level. And you don't do all 21. You pick one. I tell people, get a happiness buddy, just like you'd have an exercise buddy,
right,
somebody that you make a commitment to, and give me 5 minutes a day. And within a month, I can tell you your happiness level will be raised. It's all it takes. What I suggest is that you pick one of the 21 happiness habits and practice it for a week or two until it's really, you got it, until it's really deeply ingrained. And then you move on to another happiness habit. And they fall into seven main categories. They have to do with your mind, your body, your heart, your soul or spirit, your relationships, your purpose or passion in life, and taking responsibility for your life. Those are the seven main areas. And just practice one at a time. And let me specifically, though, address this issue of the economy.
Yeah.
Because I know it's obviously a very big issue, and I don't want to minimize the fact that people lose their jobs, and that's painful.
Yeah.
You know, or people have financial challenges and have to give up their homes. That's painful. There's no doubt about it. And when you're happy for no reason, it's not that you're not going to experience that pain. It's that you're going to become more resilient so that you can handle it more creatively and effectively. And there are people, as we all know, you can have two people who lost their job in the recession. And one person is really handling it well and is, you know, not taking it personally and is not getting sucked into the negativity and is looking at it as an opportunity. And the other person is in a victim mode. It's a matter of, you know, one of the tools I talk about is about taking responsibility for your happiness, and it's about not being a victim, not going into blaming, complaining, or feeling shame or guilt. The blame, complain, or shame game, I call it.
Yeah. Well, and it seems like, you know, another thing I remember that stuck out for me in a profound way that you wrote about, I think in the early part of Happy for No Reason, is even the line from our founding documents about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Can you say more about that? Teach us what the word pursuit really means.
Yes. You know, we have this myth in our society that we're supposed to chase after happiness.
Yeah.
It's in the Declaration of Independence. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Back in Jefferson's day, the word pursuit also meant to practice. And so that's what he meant, to practice happiness.
Yeah.
We aren't here to chase it. We're here to practice it. You know, just like you'd want to, if you, now, Mike, you're a baseball player, right?
Yes.
So if I want to become a great baseball player, can I just make up my mind tonight to become a great baseball player and tomorrow morning wake up and be great?
Probably not very good.
Probably not. And what do I have to do to become a great baseball player?
Practice.
I have to learn the tools, the skills of great baseball players, right? And I got to practice those.
Yeah.
Same with happiness. I've got to learn the skills, and those are these 21 habits that I talk about, of happy people, and then I need to practice them. And that's how you become happier. You can't just say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning and be happier, and all of a sudden be happier, because it's actually a physiological change that we're looking at.
You know, I'm going to sound like Oprah here. I just had an aha moment. But
oh,
when
yay!
You said that, but
we
when
love
you said
those aha moments.
I really did. It's like, you know, we sit in life thinking we're supposed to do all these things, and then it's like some magic formula that's going to make us happy, right?
Right.
But the thing about it is, very few of us really commit much time or energy to practicing being happy, and that's what it is we want. And so just like how arrogant of us to just assume it's going to show up because I want it, as opposed to, right, just like you thinking, I'm going to be a great baseball player just because I want it. No, you actually have to go do something to practice.
Exactly. Well, the other thing is we're mistrained.
Yeah.
We think that if we do all the things we're out chasing, that's going to bring it to us. So it's like, you know, planting an apple seed and expecting to get a peach tree, peaches
right.
Instead. We're planting the wrong seeds in terms of wanting to be happier. It's not a hard thing, but it just takes knowing the skills and doing the practice. I think these things should be taught in schools.
Yeah.
Imagine if every kid from the time they're in the first grade has 5 minutes a day of happiness training.
Mm.
I mean, what's more important than happiness training, and we don't know what it is, you know, we don't even know what to do. And that's why I'm so thrilled that we live in these times.
Yeah.
Because we've got this field of positive psychology that's out, that's about how do I create happiness. And until 10 years ago, 11 years ago, psychology only studied disease.
Right.
In the last 11 years, thanks to Martin Seligman, who's considered the founder of positive psychology, we actually have this field now of research called positive psychology. What's working? What works? Do you know that in the Journal of Psychiatry, there are 500,000 lines? And out of those, there's tons of lines about depression, about anger, sadness, guilt.
Mm-hmm.
There are 5 lines on hope. 1 line on joy, and no lines about love or happiness or the kinds of things that we really are looking for in life.
Wow.
It's not even in the journals of psychiatry. So we're living in great times. There's a happiness revolution going on. There's people all over the world that are wanting it. And as things get worse in the economy, or as things get more troubling and there's more anxiety and stress and fear, people are being drawn more to this work because they go, you know what, my life is here for a reason. I want to find the reason and the purpose and not be just consumed in the stress and anxiety.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. And, you know, one question I find coming up for me sometimes, Marcy, and people I've been talking to recently. So for those of us right now in life, who are feeling a sense of happiness or feel like good things are happening in our life, there's almost like this sort of unspoken agreement that we're like not supposed to talk about it.
You know,
people are having a tough time.
Yeah, you're going to make
time.
Everybody else feel bad.
Exactly, that whole idea.
Don't gloat about your happiness.
And again, even though I understand that that doesn't really serve us, what do we do with that guilty feeling of like, how come things are going well for me when I turn on the news and I see other people are really suffering? And so, you know, reconciling that for ourselves in a genuine way.
Well, first of all, you never help the suffering of other people by suffering yourself.
Right.
You know that saying, misery loves company?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it stays misery.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're not helping anybody. In fact, because we're energetic beings, because we're always vibrating at a certain energetic level, the thing that you can do the most to elevate all the people on the planet, including everyone who's suffering, is to awaken your own consciousness or raise your own energetic vibration.
Yeah.
So, you know, they say that we catch the emotions of the people around us like we catch their colds.
Wow.
It's called emotional contagion. And we become the average of the 5 people that we spend the most time with. So I suggest that you make a little list after you're done listening to this interview. Make a little list of the five people that you spend the most time with.
Wow.
And ask yourself, do I want to catch these people's emotions?
Mm.
And if not, maybe you want to shift a little bit of who you're spending time with. Maybe you want to protect yourself a little bit. Or maybe you want to encourage them to practice some of the happiness habits with you. If they're open, you can't change anybody, but you can invite them.
Right.
And so be the person who's uplifting your environment.
Mm.
I like to use the example of the Dalai Lama because he's such a great example, and I actually got to meet him a couple weeks ago. I was
really in
Calgary at an event, and he was speaking there, and there was a small group meeting with a few people with him, and I got to be in that
meeting. Was that?
Amazing. I got to give him happy for no reason and get his blessings. And
wow.
He radiates. There's no question he radiates. Now, does that mean his head is in the sand and he's not seeing what's going on in the world? Of course not. He's deeply engaged in the world problems and issues. But he radiates. And here's what I've noticed. When you are with someone who radiates, if you get a negative person in the room with the Dalai Lama, is the Dalai Lama going to be dragged down or is the negative person going to be uplifted?
I would imagine the latter, not the former.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's because the stronger energy wins.
Mm.
So it's up to us to be that stronger energy.
Wow.
To build what I call your emotional immunity. Because the number one complaint that I get, and I'm sure that people are listening, are asking the same question as Marcy, what do I do with all the negative people around me?
Mm.
You know, I'm okay, but it's my husband or my teenage daughter or, you know, my friend. They're just so negative. The best thing you can do is build your own emotional immunity, and then you don't catch their negativity.
Mm.
And then the second thing you can do is you can start doing some of these practices, and they might take note and say, hey, what are you doing?
Mm.
Or maybe invite them to do some of these with you. These are things that take 5, 6, 7 minutes a day. I mean, they're not a big deal. It's not, interestingly enough, it's not rocket science.
Yeah. No, it's great, Marcy. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about some specific things people can do to implement this into their lives as well as their relationships. We're talking to best-selling author Marcy Shymoff, author of Happy for No Reason. Check out happyfornoreason.com as we're talking here. And come back after this break. We're going to talk more about some specific things you can do. You're listening to Let's Get Real with me, Mike Robbins, here on Energy Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Energy Talk Radio. Just by listening, you are part of our collaboration to rid the world of hunger, thirst, and poverty. Energy Talk Radio produces and broadcasts inspirational shows helping listeners on the road to personal growth to become a part of the global transformation towards a new golden age. Energy Talk Radio is at the forefront of innovation, engaging in a conscious business model of helping people in need by directly supporting charities by donating 30% of their net profit to organizations that help eradicate hunger, educate children, and empower people, ending the cycle of extreme poverty and suffering. We hope you will join us in our endeavor, shifting consciousness while making a difference with fun and inspirational talk shows on EnergyTalkRadio.com.
Please tune in to Coffee Meditations with Alice Moore, a fun and entertaining program defining what being healthy really means and how to do that in our modern world. The focus is on how to take your health seriously, but not too seriously that you don't do anything. Tune in to get practical food suggestions and meditation tips. Hear interviews with cutting-edge health counselors and healers in the Bay Area and beyond. Hosted by Alice Moore, certified holistic health counselor, mind sound technology teacher, and performing artist, a graduate of the Institute for Integrative Nutrition in New York City and Boston University School for the Arts. She is passionate about demystifying health for anyone who wants to be happy, joyful, and free. Please visit our schedule page to learn when you can listen to Coffee Meditations with Alice Moore. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Do you need a detour off the super highway that's leading to distress? Come to lovedetour.com. It's more than just a social network. It's a place where people who experience breakups, dating issues, divorce, or even death of a loved one can find a great place to come together and find wonderful information. If you're looking for love, join us at lovedetour.com.
Looking for a relationship? Experiencing money problems or want to experience better health? The ancient spiritual science of Vedic astrology not only tells you about your future, but also offers remedies to improve all areas of your life. AstroVed.com is overseen by Dattatreya Shivababa, an enlightened Siddha master who has brought these ancient life-changing services to the West. AstroVed.com offers astrology readings and offers services for rituals and remedies that can change your destiny. Start changing your life today by going to AstroVed.com.
Galileo's head was on the block. The crime was looking up the truth.
Hey, welcome back. This is Mike Robbins. You're listening to Let's Get Real here on Energy Talk Radio. And we've been talking to best-selling author Marcy Shimoff about her fantastic mega bestseller, Happy for No Reason. You may already have a copy of this book, since so many people do. And hopefully you've read it and had a chance to implement it. And I really recommend that if you do already own a copy of this, get copies for friends and family. I mean, what a great gift for the holidays, for really sharing more happiness with people, particularly in these times. And Marcy, before the break, we were talking about you meeting the Dalai Lama, which must have been unbelievable, and that, you know, the higher energy, the higher vibration usually kind of wins out, if you will. So what can we all do in a practical sense on a daily basis to increase our capacity for happiness, to raise our vibration, so to speak?
So there are seven main areas, and I spoke about them earlier, but let me just review them. I know that it's hard for people to remember seven things, so I created a metaphor. I call it building your inner home for happiness. Mm. And every home has seven main elements. It's got a foundation, it's got four corner pillars, a roof, and a garden. Mm. So here's how that relates to the seven main steps for raising your happiness. The foundation has to do with taking ownership or responsibility for your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Not thinking that someday out there you're going to suddenly wake up and be happy, but actually taking responsibility to get started right now to raise your happiness level. Then the four corner pillars are the pillars of the mind, the heart, the body, and the spirit. So the mind has to do with not believing everything you think, not believing your thoughts, and we can talk about that in just a minute. That's a big conversation.
Yeah, sure.
Then the heart has to do with letting love lead in your life, having love be your guidance, love, gratitude, forgiveness, compassion, care, you know, just living with an open heart. Mm. The body has to do with doing the things that are going to create the biochemistry of happiness. And we know what that is. We know what the biochemistry of happiness is. So, and then the fourth of those four pillars is the soul or the spirit. And it's about plugging yourself into your spirit, feeling connected to that higher energetic power. Then there's the roof of your house, and that has to do with your purpose or passion in life. It's about living a life that's inspired, not just getting by, but creating meaning in your life. And then the last area is the garden, and that's about who you surround yourself with, whether you've got weeds in your garden, lots of toxic people, or whether you surround yourself with roses and gardenias and people who support your happiness. So everybody has one or more of those areas that's strong,
mm-hmm.
and one or more of those areas that's particularly weak.
Yeah.
And what I suggest is that you look at those and you say, what's the weakest one right now in my life? And it changes, you know, and start right there. So for some people, they just have a hardness in their heart. They don't feel open-hearted and full of love. If that's the case, start there. You know, let me just tell you a quick story from one of the people that I interviewed in Happy for No Reason. And I think it's a really profound lesson about how something so simple can make a big difference. This woman's name is CJ, and CJ had been very depressed. She had had lupus for 15 years, which is an autoimmune disorder, had lots of symptoms. She was in pain. She got around very often in a wheelchair, and she was pretty miserable. She heard about a very simple practice of wishing other people happiness. And she thought at first, I can't possibly wish other people happiness. I'm miserable myself. But she figured, I've got nothing to lose. I may as well give it a try. So she decided to, she made a commitment to every day for a year to first thing in the morning send herself a wish of happiness and health. She would wake up, sit up in bed, and for about a minute send herself this wish. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Then, throughout her day, she would silently send that same wish to everybody else that she would see. She would send to them, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. She would beam that wish to her friends and to her neighbors and even to the strangers that she'd come across during her day. She's driving down the highway. She'd look in the car next to her, and there's a person there. She'd silently beam that same wish. After a year of doing this, I can't tell you what happened to the people she sent the wish to, but here's what happened to her. Her happiness level skyrocketed. She's out of the wheelchair. She's exercising 3 times a week. She is completely symptom-free.
Wow.
And the doctors tell her that it's a medical miracle.
Mm.
Now, the only thing that she did different, Mike, was simply send this little wish of happiness to people.
Wow.
So
it's amazing.
It can be a simple thing, and it can have a profound effect.
Yeah, I know. I love that. I mean, what a, you know, yeah, what a profound, you know, we think of this as like, oh, yeah, maybe it'll make me in a little bit of a better mood, but it actually has a physiological, real impact on our lives and on our bodies.
It definitely does. And so for some people, they need that kind of open-hearted thing. A lot of people have resentments in their heart.
Yeah.
So in Happy for No Reason, we have a forgiveness exercise that I think is a very powerful forgiveness exercise.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is key. But for other people, it's really, they need to look at their bodies. And not look at their bodies. They need to feel into their bodies.
Yeah.
And see that those, that may be very much the source of their unhappiness. It's biochemical.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you can do biochemically to raise your happiness level? And I've got in Happy for No Reason a questionnaire that you can take. It's an assessment to see if you're low in serotonin or GABA or endorphins or dopamine, to see maybe you need to take certain supplements or change your diet a little bit or do a few things that are really going to change your physiological state.
Yeah. Well, what's great among many things about Happy for No Reason, Marcy, is how much research you did in writing the book, as well as how many practical things you give to us when, as we read it, you know, there's a, for everybody listening, if you don't yet have a copy of Happy for No Reason, you want to pick one up, but there's a PDF file that you can get, you know, as in conjunction with the book that has exercises and questionnaires and things to take that really help you utilize everything that Marcy's talking about in the book in your own life. And another thing, Marcy, that you did that I thought was great is you interviewed a whole bunch of people and you call them in the book the Happy 100.
Yep.
100 different people from all different walks of life, right, that are just happy people. What did you learn from them in a sense about happiness?
Well, I learned that most of them were not born that way.
Mm.
Most of them actually learned how to be happy. I learned that they all have a certain perspective on life. The way I like to phrase it is that they all feel that the universe is out to support them.
Mm.
That we live in a friendly universe, a benevolent universe. You know, Einstein said the most important question that you can ask yourself is this a friendly universe?
Mm.
And my Happy 100 all said yes.
Yeah.
Now, that didn't mean that their lives were necessarily always going the way they wanted them to.
Right.
But what it meant was, no matter what was happening, they felt that ultimately the universe was for them, and so there was something good in it. And they'd looked for the lesson and the gift in the situation. And here's a question to ask yourself if you're going through a challenging time. Ask yourself, if this were happening for a higher purpose, what would that be?
Mm.
Such a simple question, but this were happening for a higher purpose, what would that be? And you will find that on the other end of any challenge or difficulty, you will probably come out of it going, oh my God, that was the best thing that's ever happened in my life.
Yeah.
And so ask it now. I mean, assume it now. Assume
yeah.
that, man, this is a loving universe, and out of love, this is just helping guide me.
Yeah, it seems like it's, you know, of course, easy to see that in hindsight, but the challenge is you're challenging all of us to really think of that. If, you know, for everyone who's listening and any of us going through anything difficult, challenging right now. If we can find that now, it'll probably help snap us out of it. And I think it relates, you mentioned this earlier, but you mentioned the idea of not believing everything that we think. So what right. do you mean by that?
Well, we have on average 60,000 thoughts a day.
Wow.
And for most people, 80% of those are negative. It's what scientists call the negativity bias. And it's actually wired in our brains.
Hmm.
We are wired to be negative. In order to, it was a survival mechanism from our ancestral days. But we don't need that anymore. And yet we're still wired into that habit. So what we need to do is change that habit, that wiring in the brain. A friend of mine calls it the Velcro Teflon syndrome. And here's what he means by that. The negative things are just like Velcro. They stick to us like Velcro. And the positives slide off of us like Teflon.
Mm.
So, for example, if you get 10 compliments in a day and one criticism, what do you remember at the end of the day?
Yeah, the criticism, right?
The criticism, right? Well, what we found is that happy people have reversed it. So, first of all, they register the positive. So the positives become more like Velcro. And it takes 20 seconds to register a positive. So that means you actually have to take it in. You have to notice it. This is why gratitude, which I know you talk about mm-hmm. a lot, and acknowledgement and all of that, is so huge.
Yeah.
Because in gratitude, you are forced to pay attention to make that positive thing stick to you like Velcro, and
yeah.
it becomes more wired into your brain.
Mm.
And then the other piece is, how do you make the negative more like Teflon so they slide off of you?
Right.
And my answer is that there are fabulous tools out there these days. We live in a time of tremendously effective tools that you can learn, and I talk about a number of them in Happy for No Reason. Things like the Sedona Method or the work of Byron Katie.
Powerful.
Very easy tools to learn that really help you release those old thought patterns that are really dragging down, robbing you of your happiness.
Yeah, well, and you know, it seems like, and I know we were talking a little bit about this earlier, but gosh, it's so easy to get sucked in, especially these days. You know, my wife Michelle and I, we got rid of our cable TV a couple months ago just because we realized, you know, we didn't watch it all that much, but whenever we did, it didn't seem to leave us in a very good mood. But Marcy, I find that I'll even just go check whatever website I like to check to look at the news. And sometimes even doing that, I want to stay informed, but like 5 minutes on that site and I notice I feel bad and I'm like, I'm worried about the world. And, you know, what do we do to unplug from some of the negativity and fear, but at the same time, stay engaged with what's happening around us?
Yeah. And there are different philosophies about this. You know, some people don't want to hear the news or read the news or anything at all. And I think that's a bit extreme because, as you say, we want to stay informed. We want to be in touch with what's going on. We don't want to turn a blind eye to it. But on the other hand, we also don't want to get sucked in.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get sucked in because it feeds our old looping pattern that likes drama, that likes negativity,
mm-hmm.
that goes, oh, wow, this is like cool. I mean, you know, that's why negative news sells, is because it feeds that. So it's our discipline to not perpetuate that, to watch only a certain amount of television that would be negative television, and to counteract that with what are you reading? Are you reading positive, uplifting, inspiring books? There are so many books that are empowering. So many books that are about awakening and about raising your vibration and consciousness. Just reading those books will raise your energetic vibration. Everything we surround ourselves with affects us.
Mm.
So we have the people around us. We have the books around us. We have our environment, even just our home and our office. If it has beauty. Now, I don't mean you have to lavishly decorate, but if it has a settledness, a peace, a beauty, an order to it, it actually structures in the brain. There are certain people that study feng shui, and the Indian version of feng shui is called vastu. And it's been shown that when you're sitting in a room that's properly aligned, where you're sitting in the right direction or the door is facing in the right direction, that your brain, different parts of your brain function better.
Mm.
So everything around us affects us, and it's our responsibility to do what we can to create environments for ourselves, to not watch too much of negative programming and things like that.
Mm. No, it totally makes sense. You know, Marcy, we're going to take one final break. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a bit about what people can do to continue to expand their happiness and really deepen their learning. I know you have a great Happy for No Reason personal learning course that we'll talk about and some other specific things. We're talking to best-selling author Marcy Shymoff, author of the bestseller Happy for No Reason. Go to happyfornoreason.com. Check that out while you listen to these commercials and come on back after the break. We're going to talk more about really being happy in a genuine sense in our lives. This is Mike Robbins. You're listening to Energy Talk Radio. Come on back after this break.
Listen to The Frankie Boyer Show. An award-winning health show, Frankie has attracted an impressive list of thousands of guests on her show, such as Dr. Andrew Weil, Deepak Chopra, Suzanne Summers, and Dr. Wayne Dyer. The resulting conversations are insightful, inspiring, and lively. Frankie is naturally curious and asks the questions her audience wants answered. Frankie has added a new lifestyle magazine program. Imagine a diverse and broad range of topics, from money, movies and celebrity news, timely male and female issues, to longevity and health, spirituality, and the environment, all with the inquisitive, thought-provoking, and authentic Frankie Boyer vibrancy. Visit the schedule page to learn when you can listen to The Frankie Boyer Show on EnergyTalkRadio.com.
Please tune in to listen to Life Without Limitation with Mike Michaud. Explore stories of miracles, wellness, prosperity, and enlightenment through sound meditation and transformational thought processes. The show is inspired by and based on the teachings of spiritual leader Dattatreya Shiva Baba, the YouTube guru who inspired best-selling author Dr. Wayne Dyer to write Manifest Your Destiny. The show is hosted by Mike Michaud, a student of Dattatreya Shiva Baba who experienced miraculous recovery from HIV and AIDS over 7 years ago and survived a major heart procedure without anesthesia through meditations taught to him by Dattatreya Shiva Baba. Please visit our schedule page to learn when you can listen to Life Without Limitation with Mike Michaud.
Thanks for listening to Energy Talk Radio's informative and inspirational shows, Shifting Global Consciousness. Our fun and inspirational talk shows brighten your day, while show hosts and sponsors enjoy the experience of creating a more peaceful, joyful, and beautiful world together with our listeners. 30% of the net proceeds from Energy Talk Radio go to charities. This month, we're sponsoring the Tripura Foundation. For nearly 20 years, the Tripura Foundation has been committed to abolishing extreme poverty. Their programs seek to eradicate hunger, educate children, and empower people, ending the cycle of extreme poverty once and for all. For more information, go to the TripuraFoundation.org. That's T-R-I-P-U-R-A. Please contact us with your favorite charitable organization by emailing us at info@energytalkradio.com. Energy Talk Radio, fun and inspirational talk radio.
Looking for a relationship? Experiencing money problems or want to experience better health? The ancient spiritual science of Vedic astrology not only tells you about your future, but also offers remedies to improve all areas of your life. Astroved.com is overseen by Dattatreya Shiva Baba, an enlightened Siddha master who has brought these ancient life-changing services to the West. Astroved.com offers astrology readings and offers services for rituals and remedies that can change your destiny. Start changing your life today by going to astroved.com.
Thanks for listening to EnergyTalkRadio.com. If you would like to listen to any show on demand, please go to our shows page, find the program you're looking for, and click on the View All Shows button. There you can play any show on any device that plays MP3s. We hope you enjoy this convenient feature, knowing that you're making a difference just by listening.
Hey, welcome back. This is Mike Robbins. You're listening to Let's Get Real here on Energy Talk Radio. We've been having a fantastic conversation with my friend and best-selling author, Marcy Shymoff. Happy for No Reason is her fantastic best-selling book. Go to happyfornoreason.com if you haven't already. And Marcy, when people go to the site, I know that you have this fantastic Happy for No Reason personal learning course where people can actually deepen their awareness and understanding and practice of happiness. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what people will get out of it?
Absolutely. I developed this. It took me a couple of years to develop this personal learning course because so many people said, look, just put me on a program. Tell me what to do and, you know, let me do it and have it be fast. I want something fast and effective. So I created this program. It's a 7-week program and you can do it faster if you want or you can do it slower if you want. And it includes it's sort of all the best of what I know. And it includes me teaching on CD. I think there's 10 hours of teaching on the CD. It includes accelerated learning tools. And these are things I couldn't put in a book. These are, like I have a paraliminal meditation CD where you listen with one voice and one message going in one ear and another voice and message going in another ear. You're listening with headphones. And it's automatically raising your happiness level. You're listening to it when you go to sleep or, you know, just when you're not having to pay too much attention. Not when you're driving, but.
Right.
And so that really is one of the tools. We have other accelerated learning tools that I incorporate in the program that really help you overcome those old negative patterns more quickly. And then there's also a 90-page workbook that takes you through a lot of assessments and a lot of really looking at your specific situation in life and how you can raise your happiness set point. So I love the program. It's called the Happy for No Reason Personal Learning Course, and it's my favorite thing that I've done.
That's great, Marcy. Yeah, if you go to happyfornoreason.com, you can check that out. And you know what's great, and we were talking about this earlier, Marcy, is it's really making a commitment for all of us to actually study, learn, practice being happy because we want this thing called happiness, but we don't often, you know, put a lot of time and energy and attention into it. So, you know, pick up a copy of Marcy's great best-selling book, Happy for No Reason, and go to happyfornoreason.com and check out her amazing personal learning course. She's really one of the experts in the world on creating more of a happy life. And Marcy, as we're just winding down with just a minute or so left here in our interview, is there any kind of final thing, thought you want people to know that maybe we didn't get to in our conversation about what they can do to be more happy?
There is. And this is, I'm often asked, is it selfish to want to be happy? And I have to say it is the least selfish thing you could possibly do, because when you change, raise your happiness level, you are affecting the world. And I'd love to leave us with this Chinese proverb that sums that up. It says, when there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. When there is beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. When there is harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, there will be peace in the world. So my prayer and my wish that all of us who are listening feel the light in our own souls and the happiness in our own lives, and through that we create peace here on this planet.
Wow. Marcy, thank you so much for that and for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with me and everyone listening today. It's great to know you personally. It's an honor to be able to learn from your great wisdom in your book and here in the conversation today. So I really appreciate you being on.
Thank you, Mike. It's time flew being with you. Lots of fun. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. We've been talking to best-selling author Marcy Shymoff. Her fantastic book, Happy for No Reason, is available wherever books are sold anywhere. And if you go to happyfornoreason.com, you can get more information, sign up for her newsletter, find out about her personal learning course that we were talking about, and more about her wonderful, wonderful work. And for everyone listening, I really want to take that as a challenge that and a reminder that Marcy left us all with, that it's not selfish to be happy. In fact, it's a gift we give to everybody in our life when we can authentically and genuinely appreciate ourselves, appreciate our lives, and share that with other people and really raise their vibration. So that's what we do here at Energy Talk Radio. And I just acknowledge each and every one of you for listening, for being the kind of people you are in your life. And I challenge you and me and all of us to go out and really be as happy and as grateful and appreciative as we possibly can. This is Mike Robbins. You've been listening to Let's Get Real here on Energy Talk Radio. We'll talk to you again soon. Make it a great day.
Thanks for listening to Let's Get Real with Mike Robbins. For more information about Mike's work, his seminars, and his best-selling books, please visit www.mike-robbins.com.